Well, I think there are two ways of looking at it. The one is the first is through direct exposure. You know, schools may face direct issues around, you know, closures or disruption or violence, and the risk levels increase because directly of gang activity. But the second is also indirect exposure, in the sense that gangs may shape, or gang systems shape, learners' lives through recruitment, through trauma, through disrupted attendance, fear. You know, and the normalization ultimately of weapons and retaliatory violence in some communities. So, you know, I mean, there's multiple ways in which gangs and gang activity influences both learners and schools in terms of property and the like. And as a result, you could argue that essentially, you know, in schools, as you mentioned, are part of communities, and as such, they are embedded within those communities. And unfortunately, gangsterism and gang activity is also embedded in many communities, and they interact in very complex ways. But ultimately, they undermine learners' ability to have a good education and to correctly deal with these issues as they go along.
Broadly speaking, the idea of the challenges that, I mean, law enforcement generally faces in dealing with gang activity, is it then surprising, quite frankly, Simon, that we're seeing this, the kinds of things, and we're hearing about this, the stories that we hear about at schools?
You know, and it's unfortunately not surprising, in the sense that, I mean, gang activity has become very much embedded within communities, and you know, it's become quite extensive, so it's not so simple. It's not so simple to disentangle communities from gangs anymore. And as such, you know, the ways in which they may influence learners and the way in which they may influence schools is quite complex. But ultimately, you know, I think the big issue here is that gang activity no longer is just limited to violence between gangs, but ultimately impacts the entire community in a whole range of ways, ranging from direct violence all the way down to influencing learners and the like. Of course, you know, there needs to be a considered approach when dealing with this. It's not simply that law enforcement must focus on locking people up, but they must focus on creating safer schools and in creating environments in which gang activity does not influence or has limited, and the learners have limited exposure to it as they go to school and as they come back.
You know, often we talk about, you know, matters of crime, and we speak about the role of law enforcement. The role of a community, do they have a significant role to play in addressing this? If so, what do you think that role is, I guess?
Well, I think communities have a very important role, and that is, one is leadership. Is that communities need to show and demonstrate to learners that gang activity is not the only way or the only lifestyle choice, and that there are better ways of doing things, and that they need to stand up to in certain ways and show that you know that the community will not be ultimately run by gangs, and that there is a second way of being and doing and developing. So you know, I mean, community safety is more than just law enforcement. It's about community standing together, and I think in this instance that standing together is not only in terms of defending themselves against gangs, but also showing leadership to learners and young people, and to provide alternative lifestyles. So, you know, I mean, there's a significantly important role here. And the most successful gang-related fights or projects that have been implemented in communities are led by the communities themselves. So, you know, I mean, there was for a while a system where older people would walk younger learners to school and the like, and through gang territories and the like. That's a very successful and a very useful way of both ensuring safety, but also demonstrating leadership and demonstrating community spirit. So, you know, and those type of interventions are very important.
Essentially, there is also a conversation, and I think I raised this with the WCED just a moment ago as well, this idea of the moral decay of society. And essentially, you know, as we've been discussing, this reflection of the society onto our schools, etc., etc. And whether or not you think there needs to be a shift in the approach, a shift in the thinking, a shift in the mindset, as we try to grapple with and deal with some of the issues that we often speak about.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, if there is a moral decay, it's a result of people standing by and not intervening and not doing anything. So, you know, I mean, there are multiple ways in which one can intervene and provide leadership both to young people and to schools in general, and you know that is playing an active role in schooling, playing an active role in learner development, and ensuring, however possible, that you know that young people and communities are safe. So I mean, there is, of course, there is a role for law enforcement and policing and the like, but there is also a role for community spirit and community development and standing together and showing a unified front, so as that you know that 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 ultimately communities take and look after the morals and the values which they see as important. And, you know, that's the best way of dealing with moral decay as it stands.
Yeah, yeah. We also then have the dynamic, of course, about of rather why it is that schools are often or school age learners and then subsequently schools are targets for gangs for recruitment and for membership, etc.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a whole lot going on there. I mean, from a gang perspective, I mean, schools make sense because they are easy. They're easy to infiltrate. They provide a large resource of people, and ultimately, you know, the young people are malleable, so as that they can configure them as they like. I mean, that's from a gang perspective. But equally, you know, I mean, there is a concern around schooling being a one of the central parts of a community. So, you know, I mean, It's really about fighting for the community itself. It's not simply about fighting for territory. It's about fighting and trying to claim ownership of who leads the community. And for that reason, you know, I think that's why communities need to stand up and focus on schools specifically, because, you know, I mean, learners are obviously young people, and they need their guidance, but they also represent the community. They represent the future of the community. So for the gangs, that's very attractive, but equally for communities, it's a clear point that needs to be protected and safeguarded.